Hello, everyone, and happy Wednesday. You know it's time for this week's installment of Wedding Wednesday, which are tips and tricks for couples that are actively planning their wedding. For those of you guys that may have just ran across this podcast for the first time, I'm Jasmine. I'm a wedding photographer with Jasmine Norse Photography, and these Wedding Wednesday podcasts just provide some tips and tricks for couples with their wedding planning. So today's Wedding Wednesday is going to have 10 engagement session prep tips. So I know that getting your images taken professionally can certainly be a bit intimidating. However, there is no reason to be intimidated or worried. Your photographer will walk you through the whole process. And remember that the engagement session is usually the first time most couples have professional photos taken together, so you aren't alone. A lot of people, when they get their engagement photos done, the last time they had professional photos was their senior portraits. So this is new for everybody, so don't feel like you're going to be the only one that has no idea what to do. Your photographer will really make sure that you feel at ease and they'll make sure that you both look great. So don't be nervous about that. They'll walk you through everything. But if you guys do want to be a little bit prepared, I'm going to talk about 10 tips that will kind of help you out when it comes to your engagement session. So the first thing you're going to want to keep in mind is you don't want to be too matchy-matchy with your outfits. You certainly want to make sure that your outfits complement each other, but you don't have to wear the exact same thing or the exact same color. Really let your individual personality shine through with your outfits. So, you know, you don't have to wear, you know, a black shirt and jeans or anything like that. You know, definitely make sure that you're infusing your personality with your outfits and that you complement each other with your outfits and your color choices, but not super matchy-matchy. Also, don't be afraid to accessorize when it comes to your outfits. Wear a scarf, put on a blazer, throw on a bold necklace, or wear a statement belt or fun shoes. Adding some layers and personality to your outfit will help your personality and style shine through in your portraits. You're also going to want to make sure that you steer clear of graphic tees and small prints. While prints are totally fine with your outfits, they can certainly add flair to your outfit, you will want to make sure you stay away from anything too bold because you want the focus to be on you and not your outfits. So you won't want to wear a t-shirt with a logo across the chest. That can really distract from you, and that's not what you want for your engagement session. You don't want to be a walking advertisement for whatever brand is on your t-shirt. And you also want to keep in mind that super small patterns don't always read well over camera and won't always look their best. So wearing a larger pattern can sometimes be less distracting than a smaller pattern. So make sure you keep that in mind. And small patterns are okay, just as long as they're not like super small. So like a larger checked, if you're wearing like a checked long sleeve button-up shirt, if you're a guy or a gal, you don't want to wear like the super duper small checks. The larger checks will look a little better. You're also going to want to make sure that you empty your pockets. No one wants their cell phone or car keys to be in their engagement portraits, and sometimes when you leave them in your pocket, they will create a bump. So bring a small bag along where you can go ahead and stash those items so that they're still with you, but that they won't be seen in your portraits. A lot of people think that when they're in their pocket and they can't see them, that they're hidden from portraits, but they will cause a bump and that will show up in your portraits, so it's just better to leave them out of your pockets. You'll also want to consider two outfits for your engagement session. Most couples will have two outfits, and this can really help diversify your engagement portraits. I always recommend one outfit that's a little dressier and one that's slightly more casual. This lets you have two different looks with your engagement session. And so the casual one, you don't want it to be super duper casual. You still want to be like presentable, but something that's a little more casual is great, as well as something that's a little dressier. And I always tell my couples, you know, if you're somebody that doesn't dress up a lot, like that's not who you are as a person or who you are as a couple, don't feel like you have to have like a dressy outfit. But it does look nice, so just kind of keep that in mind. You know, you definitely want your outfits to match your personality, but you also want your portraits to look great as well. And your casual one can also be something that ties into you guys as a couple. I've had couples that wear their favorite team jerseys because they're really into football and they love watching football together. Like, that's something that you can incorporate in as well. And you, when it comes to thinking about your outfits, make sure that you are comfortable. Try to wear something that it, don't try to wear something that's uncomfortable or makes you feel constricted. If you feel uncomfortable, you won't look as happy and relaxed in your images. Wearing clothes that you love that and that you can move in is best. So if you plan on wearing shoes as well that may not be super comfortable, bring along a pair that you can walk in and then you can change into your other pair for the portraits. And this is especially true if maybe it rained the day of your engagement session or the day before and maybe the ground's a little muddy and you don't want your nice shoes to get dirty or anything like that. Feel free to bring along another pair that you can put on as you walk from different locations and then you can throw on your actual pair for the portraits. But always make sure you're comfortable. And if you need more inspiration, if you are stuck on what to wear or you just want to gather inspiration from past couples, you can always visit my blog to see past engagement sessions. Or if you have a photographer booked already, you can visit their blog to look at past engagement sessions. That can sometimes help spark some outfit inspiration for you. If you're stuck, you can kind of see what other people are wearing and gather inspiration from that. Another thing that you're going to want to remember is to remember to clean your ring. This may sound silly, but I've had couples forget their ring at home before. So remember to bring your ring because you will certainly want to get some close-up images of your ring. And if you and your fiancé both have engagement rings, bring them both along. Before the session, give your ring a good wash. Hand soaps and lotions can stick to the main stone or the little spaces of your ring, and it just doesn't let your ring shine and be pretty in all of its glory. So giving it a quick wash and dry with a towel that's not going to leave like fuzzy particles on it will really help it look its best in those portraits. Because the engagement session is all about you, but your ring will also be in some of the portraits as well. And the other tip is to make sure that you are on time. This is super important when it comes to engagement sessions. Most photographers will base their engagement session around the light because one thing that makes a beautiful portrait is amazing great light. So most engagement sessions are based around sunrise or sunset because that has the beautiful, soft, diffused golden light. So being just 5 or 10 minutes late can really cut into your session time by a lot. At sunrise, that pretty golden light is only around for so long, and you will really want to maximize that light. So being 10 minutes late, you could totally miss that beautiful golden light. And at sunset, the sun sets when it sets, and we can't make the sun stay out any longer. So being late means that you won't have as much time to take your portraits before it gets too dark. So you want to make sure that you are on time and kind of respecting your photographer's time so they can get all of those amazing portraits for you before the sun gets too harsh or before it gets too dark. And lastly, when it comes to your engagement session, just remember to relax. Things may feel a bit awkward at first, and that's totally normal. You don't normally go outside in a park and nuzzle and hug and kiss and get your picture taken. So it can definitely feel a little awkward at first, but I promise that you will kind of warm up to it and your photographer will make it easy for you. So your photographer will really walk you through everything and you do not need to worry. So go ahead and try to relax and have fun and celebrate having an engagement session with your fiance. So that's it for this week's installment of Wedding Wednesday. Be sure to tune back in next week. Thanks, guys.